New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has updated legal guidance for sanctuary jurisdictions. Two elected officials in the Hudson Valley say their cities welcome the update and have been using Schneiderman's guidance. Schneiderman wants to clarify that President Trump's immigration and deportation policies do not change a local government's rights to protect immigrant communities. His updated direction follows legal guidance he issued in January to provide localities and local law enforcement with model laws and policies to become sanctuary jurisdictions. At least 9 New York localities have used such guidance since, including Albany, Rochester, Syracuse, and Ithaca, along with Kingston, Newburgh, Hudson, White Plains, and Irvington in the Hudson Valley. In fact, the Newburgh City Council was scheduled to vote Monday night on a draft resolution declaring Newburgh a fair and welcoming city.
You know, we used the guidelines from the Attorney General's office as a foundation and mechanism for developing ours.
That's Democratic Newburgh City Council member Karen Mejia, who supports the resolution.
You know, it's specific about what our city's resources will be used for and what they won't be used for, right? The main difference is, you know, we are not going to be utilizing our resources for civil immigration deportation cases, but everything else, you know, criminal deportation, of course, we're going to adhere to the law, and, you know, all of those come with judicial warrants. So we are not, you know, in the spirit that the Attorney General stated it, you know, this is not about breaking laws, but this is just about local home rule.
Schneiderman says following President Trump's executive orders and Department of Homeland Security memos, a number of local governments and law enforcement agencies contacted the Attorney General's office to confirm that the January 19th legal guidance still applied. Schneiderman says it does, and that localities still retain substantial discretion to limit their involvement in federal immigration enforcement. Democratic Kingston Mayor Steve Noble says the Attorney General's guidance helps his city protect immigrants, both legal and undocumented.
One of the great things about the document that the Attorney General has put out and then recently updated is that this gives us the concrete steps that we need as a city to be able to make sure that, you know, we're following the appropriate protocols to be able to make sure that all of our, you know, residents are served and served, you know, equally and fairly.
He says Kingston is now able to build on its sanctuary city memorializing resolution by adding concrete policies and procedures.
The memorializing resolution laid out our thoughts and our vision and our goals for the city, but myself and our other police commissioners actually set the appropriate practice and policy for all 73 of our sworn officers. And so the language that the Attorney General's office has provided gives us the clear, concrete guidance that we need to be able to then take that language and insert it into our police procedures.
He hopes Kingston serves as a role model for surrounding communities. Mejia, meanwhile, says sanctuary city status is important for Newburgh, and it's important for residents to know they can report crimes to the police or building violations to code enforcers without fear of retribution.
You know, we also have individuals here that have, you know, temporary protective status, right, who maybe they missed a filing date, right, and now they're going to be fearful that, you know, if they go into one of our municipal buildings to ask for a service that they may be, you know, reported back to immigration services, and we want them to know that, you know, that is not the case.
Meanwhile, Schneiderman formally filed suit Monday against President Trump's second immigration ban, joining Washington State's lawsuit in the Western District of Washington. New York joined Washington, California, Maryland, Massachusetts, and Oregon in filing an amended complaint. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.